McCarthy Insurance Group, serving the community for over 70 years. For home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance, log on to mig.ie or free phone 1800 50 11 11. Probably your best call in 2024. Charles McCarthy Insurance is trading as McCarthy Insurance Group is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
All right, my guest tonight is a good friend of mine as well as anything else. Gordon Rochford is the host of Those Conspiracy Guys. Those Conspiracy Guys is a history, comedy and true crime podcast from, and it was produced and presented by Gordon. And if you go on to Spotify or all the usual places you get your podcasts, you'll find it. It is hugely, hugely popular. And I got to say, I don't know how he does it because I do a podcast on a regular basis myself, but the amount of work that he puts into every single podcast is just mind-blowing. So much so that if the fans have to wait for the next one to come along. The topics discussed are varied, from speculations on out there conspiracy theories like aliens, time travel and ancient civilizations, to research discussions on the more grounded historical and provable conspiracies like political and financial corruption. And Gordon joins me tonight. Gordon, hi, how are you?
Hi, what's the crack? How are we now?
Good. How's that old podcast of yours doing? Still flying, I imagine.
It's fine, yeah. 50 million downloads can't be wrong, man.
Well, no, 50 million. Yeah, 50 million downloads can't be wrong.
Apart from a couple of scheduling hiccups because of the general mental degradation that one would go through.
Yeah, but you put but I've seen the stuff you've done and I've seen how you do it. Yeah. You put like a ridiculous amount of work into each podcast. It's like ridiculous. Oh,
no. It all goes in. Yeah, the episodes. Some of them range between like 4 and up to like 7 hours. Maybe some of them are 8. It's like an audio book, and I would write 10, 12, 15,000 words of notes, all from, internet and books and interviews, yeah, and all these kind of things together. So
okay,
it's more academic than most will be.
Well, let's get to some of the more recent. The last time you were on, you've been on with us a couple of times. We talked about the very obvious conspiracy theories, the old JFKs and the Lady Diana. Let's get to the more recent ones. Of course, Donald Trump is just like, I suppose he's just a conspiracy waiting to happen, really, isn't he? The elections in America in general are conspiracies waiting to happen. I mean, and there's a lot of good stuff in there, a lot of good material for you, of course.
I mean, it's a bottomless pit of hilarity. He's a living meme type of a man. But I mean, a lot of people are pinning their hopes on him, and you can already see since the 5th of November a kind of a cultural shift away from the kind of woke shenanigans and blue haired whingy bullshit that's been going on.
But they don't have blue. Hair anymore because they're shaving their heads now, I believe.
Well, this is it, yeah. So like, there's already a move to kind of a bit of normalcy and a bit of sense and common sense and a bit of straight talking, Niall.
Yeah.
Where
does Elon Musk come into this? He's like his brother. He's with him every day. He's at home with him. He's turning up to events with him. And people are saying, well, look, this is financially beneficial to Musk because his share prices went up the day that Donald Trump got elected, so it was well worth the investment. So where does he come into all that? Where does he fit into all of this?
Well, Elon doesn't need, he doesn't need Trump for, stock market manipulation. He could just go on Joe Rogan and smoke a big joint, and Tesla's stock prices, he bottom out, and then he buys them all up for real cheap, which is what he did about 3 or 4 years ago. But Elon's got, aspirations to be a helping hand, a vocational kind of a American helper. And he is invested in a lot of different types of programs that Donald and the team want to take over, like efficiency. There's a new Department of Government Efficiency.
Doge, yeah.
Which is also the name of a cryptocurrency that, like a meme currency that Elon Musk is kind of one of the main holders of. And him and Republican hopeful for the presidency back in the primary days, Vivek Ramaswamy, I don't know if you remember this cool guy.
Yeah.
And he was very straight talking and was very well received. Two boys are basically going to go in, two hatchet men, take out all the fluff and all the faff and sack a lot of people who are just like,
overspending.
Picking their underpants out of their arse all day and, going home, giving billions to all these other countries.
So what they're doing, to put this into an Irish perspective, perspective, they're going to be keeping an eye on the people who are building the bike sheds.
More bike sheds. No more expense accounts for the Shanahan's on the green or anything like that. It's like, no way, we're not doing it.
Yeah, I know. One of the other picks, of course, is Bobby Kennedy. Now, Bobby Kennedy himself, I mean, he's littered with conspiracies, isn't he?
Niall, he's a great guy, and he's going to help America healthy again. I mean, it's not exactly the picture of health. I mean, I've seen him with his top off, and he is
He's got muscles, yeah.
Oh, stop. Savage. But yeah,
for his age.
Worms in his brain and a neurological disorder. People are able to pick him apart very easily. But he's talking sense, you know. These people are eating mechanical lubricant in all of their foods. They have this new thing now, I don't know if you heard about it. They're going to put this extra chemical in the feed for the cows so they don't fart so much, so that methane won't be a problem heating up our atmosphere. So they're going to wreck all the beef and all the milk by putting in this supplement. Begins with B, I can't remember what it's called. Bullshit. No, I can't remember what it's called. Has a name. And they're putting it into the feed, and it's going to be like, you know, Nexium or Rennie's for cows.
Yeah, by the way, get back to the mechanical lubricant. The mechanical lubricant is used in products like, you know, these kind of corn crisps that you buy, like the Cheetos.
Yeah,
so it gives it the colour, I believe. That's what it's used for, isn't it? It's like a dye, isn't it?
There's loads of different oils, like rapeseed oil or canola oil was originally used to lubricate moving parts and engines and stuff like that. And they were like, well, it's actually not like lethal for humans to consume, so why not? And it causes all sorts of cancers and all sorts of different maladies like gut inflammation and all this kind of stuff.
Now, we don't have all the same problems in Europe. Now, don't get me wrong, our food is not perfect either, but there is more EU regulations. And he wants to bring them into the United States, because when you walk into Walmart in the United States, it's just a wash with junk food and preservatives.
Yeah, it's a different world.
Yeah.
They're eating plastic shite, like, and there's no real guarantee on the meat either. And he's basically saying that we want to just make like whole foods and proper foods and vegetables. It's the age old thing of now, like, you know, for the last 30 or 40 years, the cheapest foods tend to be the ones that are the worst for you. When really the cheapest foods should be like, you know, fruits and vegetables and the stuff that doesn't cost money to be processed. But when you're making food out of nothing, high fructose corn syrup and canola oil, and it's just fried everything, that seems to be the cheapest one, you know. How do you get a burger for a dollar?
Like, I know. But here's the other thing Bobby is famous for, which is vaccines. Now, I believe, by the way, when he was appointed, the job of Health and Human Services, staff in the CDC started handing in the resignations. So, because he's
quitting all over the place.
Yeah, he's going to drain the swamp.
Preemptively.
Okay, but here's the thing. Some people agree with his opinions in relation to vaccines. Other people disagree with it. But certainly now he's in power, in a position of power. Is that going to create, they're talking about already, it's going to create this kind of vaccine caution around the world?
I mean, after the last 4 years, is there not already a bit of vaccine caution stuff coming out about like documentaries like Died Suddenly, where there's people that have, calcified, stringy deposits in their arteries. People are discovering it when they're going in for autopsies, and all these funeral directors pulling like sashimi and squid lumps out of people's veins, and people are what's that? Vaccine damage. Like, I don't think, you know, MMR and measles are the end of the world if you're giving it to a child. But again, same with the food. In Europe, there's a different set of rules, different set of standards. In America, before the child is two, they're getting 72 vaccines, like a pincushion. And a load of these are very kind of destructive to the immune system, and that lasts them all into their adult lives. I don't know if you know that infant mortality in the US is tops the world, basically. And we're talking about all of these like so-called underdeveloped countries in Africa and Asia. It's more, the infant mortality rate is higher than the next top four countries combined. And it's because they're giving them all of these like mad injections on day one and day two and day three, and the kids are having sudden infant death syndrome and stuff like that. So he wants to address that. It's about like
also obesity,
gut health, and
obesity is a huge problem,
and all of that kind of stuff. Yeah, yeah. As well as like neurodivergence, autism, and stuff, which is a very hot, like, to say that, you know, a vaccine can cause autism is a big red button for a lot of people. and the guys that put out that what was around Wakefield put out that study in the Lancet in 1992. Like, he had to retract that, but he Wakefield is still out and about now saying, yeah, I was right, but they made me retract it because I was getting slapped on the wrist. Like, Bobby Kennedy's at that level of questioning science, and after 4 years of being told, don't question the science, shut up. A lot of people are like,
I mean, I've listened to him on other topics as well as vaccines. Yeah. He is a very intelligent man. He's not stupid.
Very. Like, he's not going to put his whole career, his family's legacy, like, he's a Kennedy. Like, he's not going to put, you know, all of his acquired wealth and reputation and his entire professional history on the line on a whim, on like something that you find on a message board. You know, he's not going to hang his whole life on a coat hook of bullshit, because he knows, like, you know, if there is a chance that it's not true, it'll be picked apart. I think even the conversation and looking at it, examining it without bias and without like a financial imperative from the pharmaceutical industry, the Food and Drug Administration, like all of these government organizations, CDC and all that stuff, they're federally run. And the reason they're all handing the resignation is because he's coming in and going, right, I want to see all your computers, I want to see all your emails, I want to see all your notebooks, like everything, let's go, who's at it, who's messing? And obviously people are messing.
Because he is a genius at corporate corruption. I mean, and he
but that's his
job.
Yeah, legal history is going in and doing that. And, like, of course these people are shitting themselves, because if there is something to be found, he'll find it. And there are people getting backhanders all the time. People are getting caught, and it's like, you know, the corner of one tenth of a page in the paper. Like, this guy gets, you know, 2 years in jail and a fine of this for corruption and such, and he's like the head of some board that, you know, has results that will spread out across the whole country's health. And this guy is just like, yeah, I made a few hundred grand off this company, and they didn't do the proper checks, but sure, whatever, I made my money, and that's all that matters. Like, people are doing that, and you think they're not. Like,
and the problem is you're playing with people's lives. Now, the other, of course, things that Donald Trump has gone is closing down the Department of Education, which was created by Jimmy Carter many, many years ago.
Mm, big deal. Like, that's like, people are going like, what are we going to do? But you can't. I don't think like big government is. I'm sure you're the same yourself. Big government is not the answer. You know, you're looking at.
Should we see it here?
You're trying to hammer a nail in with a JCB, like, yeah. it's too much. Like, so how do you govern from New York and California for the people who are in schools in like Iowa, Idaho, you know, Wyoming? Like, it's not, you want to leave it up to the local people. And I think with Ireland being such a small country, the government doesn't reach out, doesn't have to reach out too far to have control over most people. But still, it would be nice to have a little bit more power in local government to be able to make decisions on the education system, like food in schools and making sure all the kids have like proper nutrition, and the way they used to have like truancy officers worrying about children's welfare. Like, these are the things that people are worried about. There's hundreds of thousands of kids go missing every year in America. And you would think if they're going to school every day and then they stop going to school, that they're like,
somebody would notice.
Where did that kid go?
Yeah, where did Scott go? Yeah, where did Johnny go? Yeah.
And then Johnny's on the milk carton, and then somebody makes a podcast about him, and that's the end of Johnny. Like,
yeah, but now there is kind of, somebody mentioned to me a while ago, it is America. Yeah, you see people on milk cartons all the time, or these boards on Walmart where you see all these faces of kids, right? Go missing. But there is a problem in America whereby, you know, families split up, get separated, husband lives in one state, wife lives in another state, father gets access for one day and then pisses off with the kid, right? And they end up in a milk carton. You know what I mean? So that happens quite a lot in America.
Well, I just mean there's a certain element of like inhumanity in these large government or federal systems. And this goes in like the European Union as well. Governing over countries that they don't have any like cultural or historical like knowledge or experience of. So like there was a story about a woman who tried to pay for the lunch debt of a child in school who wasn't allowed to get their lunch until their bill was paid. And you're talking about like $2-3 a day or something. Mm. They didn't pay for a week or two. It's like $25-30. And she just went, that child not going to be able to eat today. She doesn't have a place to eat at home. She's not getting the, you know, paid her bill, child got her lunch. That woman got arrested and fined, and she ended up getting like 2 months in jail and like a couple of $1,000 fine.
What was the charge?
For circumventing this federal, this bylaw in the Department of Education, charter or whatever, that you're not allowed to pay for. That's inhuman.
Oh, no, it's bonkers. Listen, we've got 5 minutes, right? The most interesting, the most interesting, of course, of all this.
You have to get to 6 hours, right?
I know. I keep saying I'm going to bring you on for longer. Anyway, the most interesting one today, of course, is the Joe Biden pardoned his son. Over the laptop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Hunter Biden. So, I mean, this Hunter Biden story, the link between that and Ukraine, you know, and doing the favors for his daddy over the last few years. I mean, This is just a massive story, isn't it?
I mean, it's unwinding now. I don't know if we'll ever get to the bottom of it, but it goes from everything from, like, the Orange Revolution in Ukraine in 2014, where they basically, like, it was a bloody coup and dozens lost their lives. It was America reaching over and trying to un-NATO an un-NATO country and go like, right, we're going to stay over here right next to Russia. And they put Hunter in over this company called Burisma, which is an energy company. And he's basically like funneling money through there and holding the country to ransom and their gas pipelines into Europe to ransom. There was a very famous kind of clip of Joe Biden boasting saying like, Hunter's been investigated by the Attorney General of the Ukraine's government, and if that investigation doesn't stop, America's not going to give them the $1 billion in aid that we promised to get them back on their feet. Mm-hmm. And then the guy was fired, and then America gave them $1 billion. And he was the vice president at the time. It's like, if that's not absolute blatant public corruption. So Hunter's like a clear, like clearly depicted.
He should have went to jail for 30 years.
Oh, stop. He's a crazy character, you know. It's like the Trailer Park Boys or something going on, like in the Biden house, right? And that's only beside the rumors of like diary saying,
yeah,
me dad used to get into the shower with me and smelling children's hair and all of these
smelling children's hair. What was the pictures he was doing? The blow paint pictures.
Oh, stop! So the other way, modern art basically is like a money laundering scheme, and you know, you buy the art and you get a loan for it, and you're able to borrow money off the value of it. He was doing this art, which is like, you know, in primary school you get a blob of paint
and a straw
and you blow it around the page. And these like ridiculously childish pieces of artwork by Hunter Biden for $500,000 and $600,000 and $700,000, and it was all Joe Biden's friends buying them. And
so they were just washing money. They were just washing money.
Washing the money. Yeah. Before the golden calf runs out, like it was like,
yeah,
let's give Hunter the money. And so then he's been pardoned. And now the cat is, right, as far as I've read, he's been pardoned by the president. So that means that he won't be prosecuted. But because he won't be prosecuted, he doesn't have the protection of pleading the fifth, which is, you know, basically you can't give evidence that will incriminate yourself in court. So he's not going to be incriminated because he won't be prosecuted. So therefore, he doesn't have that luxury of remaining silent. He's kind of forced to do a little confession and then he gets his pardon. But he's already got it. Now he has to confess to finish it off. And what does he know? Like, his laptop was like the main...
He's not going to say anything, but he's not going to say anything.
I mean, he's kind of... Like, if they have good lawyers and if Trump is in office and he has all of his lawyers all around... Like, they're kind of going to make him, I would imagine, you know, publicly.
So there'll be others, like maybe Obama and a few others implicated in all of that, yeah?
Yeah, Big Mike and the whole lot. Like, where did Obama's chef go? Why was he on a paddleboard? How did he get killed? Mm. Like, what was, you know, where was Barack at the time? Like, loads of mad shit's happening. And it's all happening all day, every day, Niall. It's very hard to keep up with. Your head to be on a swivel. It's happening so much that they've just announced that, yeah, aliens are real. They live in the ocean. We've been in contact with them and we're reverse engineering their technology. You're welcome, iPhone 17. And everyone's just went, okay then. Like, it's like...
Where are they living? Where are the aliens living in the ocean?
All over it. They're all down the bottom. It's in another realm and they're able to like teleport and phase in and out of our dimension,
right.
Ships and stuff like that. Like, the science goes so hard. You've got about 3 minutes before midnight, and I you know, I could kiss and cuddle you, but we need 20 minutes to go hard at it. I'd only annoy you. But when you
come back on and talk about the aliens in 2 weeks.
No, we could do a whole night and have people call in and tell me what a mad gobshite I am, and you could do the whole thing if you want.
Yeah,
chalk it down. Take a night. conspiracy night, Classic Hits FM.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
Yeah, I'll make it happen. I'll make it happen, Gordo. All right.
But aliens are real, man. Don't forget it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, peace.
Like Santi.
Yeah. Right. Okay, well, listen, Gordo, it's been really interesting. And I'm sure there's lots of information and lots of subject matter for you in the American elections and America as a whole at the moment. You can hear all of that stuff, by the way, on Gordo's podcast. What's the latest stuff on the podcast, by the way? The latest episodes? The Manhattan Project.
The Manhattan Project is the most recent one, Oppenheimer. But I'm going to drop one in the next day or two on Lucifer. Was he that bad? Maybe not.
Right. Maybe he was a nice guy. Yeah.
Exactly. For Christmas. It's a Christmas episode, you know?
Yeah.
Write your letters to Satan.
Yeah. Look, I was going to call you Lucifer. Listen, Lucifer Rochford. I mean, Gordon Rochford. those conspiracy guys. Maybe actually this is all a conspiracy. Maybe Gordo is actually an alien.
Hey, baby.
Yeah. And you've been sent to give this information.
Shut up.
Gordo, lovely talking to you as usual. All right. I'm sure we'll chat again. All right. There you go. Gordon Rochford. You can catch them, by the way, on Spotify, iTunes, all the usual places, and the website. Those conspiracy guys. He's a funny guy, apart from anything else. And some great conspiracy theories. It's your choice whether you want to believe them or not. But look, a lot of them, you know, they're substantiated with a lot of evidence. You know, there's a lot of stuff out there and a lot of evidence out there about all the, you know, the obvious conspiracies, 9/11, JFK, Lady Diana, all of that kind of stuff. He done all of that. And the guy spends hours. I've seen his notes. He types, you know, hundreds of pages of notes before he even starts. And he has video clips, pictures, all the experts. He interviews all sorts of people. And these are like, I've seen one episode. It was 9 hours long. 9 hours. He's had 50 million downloads. People love his stuff. Really entertaining. Anyway, go to Spotify. It's called Those Conspiracy Guys.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.